How you guys doing? Well, all right. Give me one second here. Yeah, my favorite part of that video is when the kid says, "This donkey's fast." I think that's the best line. Anyway, it's great to see all of you here. My name is Haynes. I just want to say good afternoon and welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I know that it's Christmas Eve, and so all of you probably have a lot to do right now. Maybe you still have shopping to do, but I don't feel bad for you because you've had plenty of time to shop. But maybe you've got some presents to wrap. Maybe you've got food to cook, house to clean, guests coming in town. Maybe you're heading out of town. Whatever it is, I just want to say thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. Am I hearing things? Is God speaking to us through the sound system? But really, thank you very much for being here. I know we're busy carving time out. We really do appreciate it. So Merry Christmas. Well, Christmas 2016, we made it. It's here. And, you know, I hope everybody has really great and fun plans tonight and tomorrow. My plans are, just so you know, I get to go to the beach tonight. And so, yeah, you're darn right. My family, we have started a new thing the last couple years. We do Christmas at the beach. If you've never done Christmas at the beach, I highly recommend it. It is pretty choice. And if you feel a little jealous and bitter towards me right now, I have done my job in this sermon, so I feel pretty good about that. But anyway, I'll be heading to the beach tonight. So if you got your Bibles, let's go to Luke chapter 2. And if you don't have a Bible or a Bible app, the words will be up on the screen behind me, but we'll be in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" When I was growing up, when I was a little kid, my family, we had this tradition where we would go to my grandparents' house Christmas night, and what we would do is my grandmother would read the Christmas story, and the grandchildren, we would act it out. And it was kind of fun, it was kind of cute, and not very good, but it was still fun. And, you know, somebody would play Mary, somebody would play Joseph, shepherds, magi, and all that. I never got to be Joseph because I was not the oldest grandson, and so I still kind of carry bitterness from that. But I never had to be baby Jesus, so that was kind of the second coveted role. But anyway, well, we would do that every year, and like I said, it was kind of silly, and it was fun, but the reason I bring that up is because even in doing it, I remember I kind of learned a couple things from that, doing that all those years with my family. And the first one was this, is that the Christmas story is really, it's just a good story, and we just need to tell it. But the second thing about the Christmas story was, it's a really powerful story. And so what I want to do today is, I don't have some really kind of cool, creative sermon, not that I necessarily ever do, but what I want to do is just, I just want to tell you the story of Christmas. And just the next couple of minutes, just share it with you as clearly and as plainly as I can, because it is such a good story and it's such a powerful story. And I would say two things with that. Number one, if you're in this room today and you're not a Christian, you're not a Jesus follower, a church person, I just want to really encourage you to pay attention, because this story really can change your life. And also, if you're in this room and you are a Christian, you've been to church for a long time, you've heard the Christmas story a million times, I would just encourage you to pay attention. Because even after you come to Jesus, it can still change you. So we just want to spend the next couple minutes talking our way through this story. So, this is the story of Christmas. The story of Christmas actually begins long before Jesus was ever born. I know that's kind of the central event in it, that Jesus came to us as a baby. But it started actually long before that. Or at least the cause for Christmas started long before that. Back at the creation of the world, back in the book of Genesis, God created the world. And humanity, we had it made when God first created us. We had perfect relationship with God. There was no sin. I mean, you talk about having it just made in the shade. We had it. And then we screwed everything up. because we chose to disobey God and we chose to sin and rebel against him. God gave us his commands. He told us what to do, and we said, no, we'll do it our way. And so the origins of the Christmas story began all the way back at creation because we were sinless and we chose sin instead of God. We chose disobedience instead of obedience. And when we chose sin, death entered the world, and we are spiritually dead because of our sin. But the Bible also says the wages of sin is death. And so we deserve punishment and death because we're all sinful. Every one of us is affected with this. You are, and so am I. Paul says in the New Testament that he was the chief among sinners, and I think that about myself. And I was somebody, and you are somebody. We were sinners in need of God's grace. We needed a Savior because there was nothing we can do to save ourselves. We're totally helpless, totally marred in our sin, and we deserve sin, death, and punishment. And that's where the story of Christmas, as we know about with the birth of Jesus, that's where it picks up, because our need for a Savior. So the Christmas story kicks in because Jesus comes to earth as a baby, and that's when God's hope and God's salvation came down to us, that God the Father sent his Son to be our Savior because there was nothing we could do to save ourselves. And God loved us too much to leave us in that situation. And that's where the Christmas story, as we know it with the birth of Jesus, comes into this equation. So really, the birth of Jesus is kind of the middle of the Christmas story, if you will. But it's about hope and God's salvation coming down to us. And it's such an amazing story that God became a baby. I think it's easy for us to just, we kind of know it, it's not new, we're kind of used to it, but it's such an incredible miracle that all-powerful God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, holy, great, more beautiful than we could ever imagine, left his throne, humbled himself, and came to earth. He wrapped himself in our skin and became a baby. And it's just incredible. And this is what separates Christianity from every other religion, because every other world religion is about how we need to make ourselves right before God, how we need to be good enough for God. And Christianity says, we can't. But God comes to us instead. And that's the miracle of Christmas, that God comes down to us. And just to throw this out to you, I think Christmas and the birth of Jesus honestly blew heaven away. And the reason I say that is, as we read in Luke 2, that's the only story in the Bible where God does something and it's followed by angels showing up on earth and having a concert. And I think heaven was blown away. We see God do a lot of amazing things in the Bible, but never was anything God done followed by angels showing up and saying, we need to sing about this and go crazy about it because we are blown away by it. And just the miracle of God coming down to us as a baby is just unbelievable. But that's how much God loves us. And so he came to us as a baby. But that's the middle part, I would say, of the Christmas story. The Christmas story reaches its ending and kind of the pinnacle and the climax in the death of Jesus and the resurrection. Because Jesus was born a baby, but he was born because he needed to die as a man for our sins. And so the Christmas story ends with the fact that Jesus went to the cross in your place and in my place. As I mentioned a moment ago, we all deserve death and punishment for our sin. But Jesus went to the cross and took that for us. And his body was broken and his blood was shed for us. And so the death that I deserve, the death that you deserve, and the punishment we all deserve was placed on him. And that's where the Christmas story really ends, if you ask me. So it starts with creation because we needed a Savior. And God came to us. The miracle of Jesus becoming a baby and coming to us is the middle part of the story. But it ends with God dying on the cross and then ultimately rising from the dead to show his victory over sin and death. And that's the Christmas story. And that's what we remember and that's what we celebrate today. That's what we have come together to remember the fact, to celebrate the fact, and to really worship God that this is what he did for us. That God came down for you and for me. That he took the punishment you deserve and I deserve, and he died the death you deserve and I deserve. And just like the angels said in Luke 2, they said, glory to God in the highest. We just praise God that he did, because we would all just be dead in our sin, and there's nothing we can do. But that's how much God loves you, and how much he still loves you, and he loves me. And that's what we have come together to take part in and to remember and celebrate today. And so in just a couple of minutes, we're going to take communion, and we're going to invite you down to the table. And just as you come, just use this as a time to remember, to reflect upon the fact that Jesus, the Christmas story, that we were sinners with nothing we could do to save ourselves, but God came down to us as a baby to die for us as a man. And that is what we celebrate and we worship God for today. So let me say two things and I'll be done. Number one, going back to, if you're in this room and you would say you're not a Christian, you're not a Jesus follower, you don't believe in the Bible, you don't know how the Bible squares with dinosaurs, I get all those questions, I'm with you. I just want to say this, that if you need to put your faith and trust in Jesus, you need to surrender your life to him. You need to go ahead and do that. If you've got any questions, you can come talk to me, you can talk to any of the other staff. We would love to talk with you, pray with you, but seriously, if you have not given your life to Jesus, you can do it today, and you will never be the same. But I also want to say to everybody else in this room, if you are a Christian, just to ask you this, and it's okay if your answer to this question is yes, but I would just ask, even though you might be a Christian, are you fully living for the Lord? Are you totally surrendered to him? And if you are, that's awesome. But is there any area of your life that maybe you need to surrender to him? Is there any part of you that you're like, you have not yet put under his lordship? Is he your number one passion? And are you living fully and completely surrendered for his glory and his gospel? So I just want to leave that with you, just to take some time to pray about that and reflect upon that.